Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting eighth. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ted Power. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with power covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Eisenreich reaches third base with a triple. Stillwell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eisenreich scores. One out. It's 2-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Seitzer. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Washington applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Power fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Washington moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There go the runners. The throw from Quirk to White covering second. The throw back to home, and Washington is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2-0. White hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Franco is 0-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Upshaw is 0-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Franco. The throw from Quirk and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Quirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stillwell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Eisenreich is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Brett reaches second base with a double. Snyder throws the ball into Jacoby, who tags Brett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Quirk goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tartabull is 0-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to second. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Seitzer moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. Clark moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a line drive beyond third. Jacoby can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eisenreich for the out. Stillwell moves to second. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Brett reaches second base with a double. Stillwell scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball four. Steve Farr now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Hall reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 4, Royals, 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yet fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson strikes out. 1 out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Stillwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Quirk moves to second. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Brett reaches second base with a double. Pecota scores. Stillwell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Royals. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Tartabull moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike McFarland now catching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White is walked intentionally. Mike McFarland is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McFarland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Jackson is safe. Jackson moves to third. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington strikes out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clark strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's Indians, 7, Royals, 7. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Upshaw is 0-for-4 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brett is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 5 RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Seitzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to second. Willie Wilson pinch hits for Bill Buckner. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Lasky now pitching. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 7. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Balboni now playing first base. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Hall reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby is walked intentionally. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 8-7, Indians. Buddy Black now pitching. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Dave Clark. Ron Kittle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Washington moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Royals 7. The Royals will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White strikes out. 1 out. Scotty Madison pinch hits for Mike McFarlane. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Madison strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stillwell takes first base on ball four. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Eisenreich is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-5 in the game, with three doubles. He's got five RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 7. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.